بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الصادق المصدوق إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك ثم يرسل الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويؤمر ب4 كلمات بكتب رزقه وأجله وعمله وشقي أو سعيد فوالذي لا إله غيره إن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها وإن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل النار حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها رواه البخاري ومسلم. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthful and the attested, said, the creation of any one of you is gathered in the womb of his mother for 40 days as a drop. Then later a clot of congealed blood, alaqa, like that. Then later a morsel of flesh, mudgha, like that. Then the angel is sent to him and he breathes the ruh spirit into him. And he is commanded with 4 things, with writing, his provision, his lifespan, his actions, and whether he is fortunate or unfortunate. By the one besides whom there is no deity, one of you will do the actions of the people of Jannah until there is only a cubit between him and it. Then decree will overtake him. He will then do the actions of the people of the fire and thus enter it. Verily, one of you will do the actions of the people of the fire until there only remains a cubit between him and it. Then decree will overtake him, and he will do the actions of the people of Jannah, and thus enter it. The narrator of this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh, was no ordinary person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned regarding him that I like for my ummah what Abdullah bin Mas'ud likes, and I dislike for my ummah what Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh likes. He was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, he was known as the Sahib al-Na'alayn wal-Wisada wal-Mithara, that he was a keeper of the miswak, the shoes, the pillow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are unfamiliar with the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to think that he was from the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of the frequency in which he used to enter the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was a very great sahabi radiallahu anhu, and he is the narrator of this hadith. This hadith discusses the 3 stages of fetal development, that is from a drop of sperm till the ruh, that is life, is blown into the fetus. Then this hadith, four things are discussed in this hadith. A person's sustenance, his amal, his actions, his lifespan, and whether a person will be successful or he will be a failure. That is whether he'll enter Jannah or whether he'll enter Jahannam. With regard to a person's sustenance, one of our mashayikh, rahimahullah, Hazrat Hafiz Patel Sahib rahimahullah used to say, a hadith once mentioned that a person maybe he can lose his job, somebody can take his job away, but with regard to his risk, a person's risk can never be taken away. So if a person thinks like this, then there will be no scope for any depression. Likewise, lifespan, somebody loses some beloved. Indeed, it is difficult. A person loses some family member or whatever it may be. Then a person, if he thinks that this person's lifespan was decreed, then no matter what, even though he feels that pain, but he will understand that is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was already decreed for him. So a person won't go into, although he'll feel that pain, but he won't go into depression. Some important lessons from this hadith. One great lesson we learn from this hadith, a few points first, that the person needs to ponder over one's origin. And no person can claim with certainty that he or she will enter Jannah, that whether he is a Jannati. And nor can he be overconfident and boast over their righteous deeds, over a person's righteous deeds, because the final condition is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the actions of a person are judged according to his end. Al-ibratu lil-khawatim. So, if you look at these points, then you'll understand that this hadith is a great antidote for the serious disease of pride. Such a disease where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person who has an atom's weight of pride will never enter Jannah. Even though eventually, if you look at this expression, other hadith will find, sometimes, on one occasion, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the glad tidings of a believer entering Jannah. Even though he committed zina, Allah protect us, and even though he stole. So, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu was very surprised at this. وَإِنْ زَنَا وَإِنْ سَرَقَ. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, definitely, even though he committed zina, وَإِنْ زَنَا وَإِنْ سَرَقَ. Even though Abu Dharr may rub his nose into the ground. But when you find other ahadith, like those concerning other diseases of the heart, for example, pride, then the expression of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sometimes changes. That although the end result is the same, if a person dies without iman, a person dies with iman, he will eventually enter Jannah because of his iman. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned he won't even smell the fragrance of Jannah. So this is how serious this disease of pride is. And if you ponder over this hadith, then this is a great antidote, a great remedy for the serious disease of pride. One of our mashayikh of the past, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Ali, a very great scholar, many of us may have heard his name, and he was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him for great work, over 1,000 kutub he wrote, books. But every day he used to make this muraqabah, this meditation, that I am the lowest of all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. As far as the Muslimin are concerned, fil hal, currently, I am worse than every believer. And with regard to the disbelievers and even animals fil ma'al in the future, I am even lower than them, because there's a possibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may grant that disbeliever hidayat and he may die with iman. And as far as the animals are concerned, there's no hisab, there's no reckoning for them. As far as the believers are concerned, I am worse than every believer. Maybe outwardly a person is involved in a lot of guna and a lot of sin, but there may be some action in his life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and this can be a means of him gaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And me myself, maybe outwardly I'm doing everything right, all the good actions, but there's some action in my life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, and this can be a means of my failure in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So this muraqabah should be made every day. That every day, morning or evening, or once a day, I think to ourselves that I am the worst of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will protect us, inshallah, from this disease of pride. This is the lesson we learned from this hadith, that if a person ponders over his origin, from filth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me, then he won't have this pride in him also. And then a person doesn't know his end result, whether he'll be from Jannah, whether he'll be from Jahannam, then he won't look down upon others, because he doesn't know. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, such great people, they were guaranteed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were given glad tidings of Jannah, but they also, many, many incidents in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, although they were guaranteed, yet they should still fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.